Today is a very special day.
Yeah, it is.
Today is Bartender Day.
National Bartender's Day. It's also called National Bartender Appreciation Day.
Hey, bartender.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. It's just like being a therapist. You listen to people's problems, pretend to care.
Hey, bartender.
Happy National Bartender Day.
I love you, man.
Drinks are on me.
Hashtag National Bartender Day.
Showtime.
WQKX.
Check out our Facebook page. We want your bartender story. And if you are a bartender, I'll leave the back door open. You could just be a guest host of the show today. How's that?
The best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, good morning. Coming off a late shopper's night in downtown Sunbury. Late shopper's night tonight in Lewisburg. Are you into this? I love late shopper's night. Especially like when you go from store to store and they have specials and all that. But they have like, and I'm going to sound funny saying this, free food and like free beverages. I just think, yeah, fill up the wassail bowl. Let's do this. I remember years ago in downtown Lewisburg, one of the shops, yes, they had an Irish shop. Imagine me spending most of the night in there while my wife, now my ex-wife, shopped around town and like was mad at me. But I couldn't help it. I was in a Celtic shop and they had Guinness flowing, they had Bailey's flowing, and they even had Irish coffees. So it was a little nippy that night, so I had an Irish coffee or two. Or maybe even more. Whatever. But anyway, back to the original topic. Sunbury hit a home run last night with late shopper's night, and especially that warming station with the soup. Oh, man. You guys did a great job. Now, tonight, you get a chance to go to Lewisburg. Maybe you'll see me there. I actually have a school concert to go to. I will be going to the Sealands Grove Christmas concert tonight. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I love when kids, and I'm not going to say little kids because they're high school kids, but I love when, you know, they put on a good show and you just get filled with the Christmas spirit. So I'll be going to that and then hopefully shooting over to Lewisburg for late shopper's night. And who knows, I'll be ho-ho-hoing all over the place. I'll be so filled with the Christmas spirit, you'll think I got visited by three ghosts or something. Woohoo!
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon, just in time for Christmas. We'll find out what's new from Tesla. And Annie was live on TV last night.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tesla just announced two new products that are kind of surprising. First, they released a $50 whistle, and it sold out immediately. Then they released a $2,000 ATV for kids called the Cyber Quad. Or as parents put it, yeah, here's a whistle. Merry Christmas.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Maybe you saw it on TV.
When I'm stuck with the day, that's gray and lonely. I just stick up my chin and grin and say.
Everybody!
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Did she nail that last night or what? Huge overnight ratings for Annie Live. And the Annie, if you saw her on the Macy's Parade on Thanksgiving, is just adorable. And boy, could she sing. Selena Smith as Annie. Why do we always watch this at Christmas time? It's an orphanage story. I don't get it. Nonetheless, a great show.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. We've got the sports and AccuWeather. Viral comedy is on the way. So an Amazon driver rings the doorbell, and it's a big, super surprise Christmas gift for the person who didn't answer the door. How do you get away with that?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
A package?
No, I don't.
Do you have a package? No, I don't. You'll understand and hear how he got out of that situation with viral comedy coming up next. W-Q-K-A.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, so you're an Amazon delivery guy, and the wrong person answers the door, and you know it's a big Christmas present. What do? You rely back to the Bible, I guess.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
A package?
No, I don't. I'm just here to tell you about the historic gospel of Jesus Christ.
No, I don't have a package for you. I just like to read some gospel scripture. And the guy on the other side of the door goes, oh, nice thinking by the Amazon driver. I bet you he came back later or left it in the bushes. Speaking of gospel, there's a viral video going on now that's kind of like a flashback Friday. It goes way back, and it's the Crystal River Boys featuring Ken Turner on bass, and it's hilarious. Now, it's not supposed to be hilarious. Until you hear that voice. That's a super bass. And not only is that a super bass, but the guy's pretty creepy looking. Remember back in the old, Lawrence Welk days, right? That's what these dudes look like standing in front of microphones. And, they keep zooming in on Mr. Bass over there. I guess it's a visual thing. That's why we say listen to it now and look it up later.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Guy's creepy, man. Still to come on the Morgan in the Morning show, something else that's creepy. Radio announcers can be replaced by robots someday. Are you kidding me?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Could the radio DJ be a thing of the past? There's new technology out that may replace the radio personality you're listening to. Hello? An AI computer that can make a human voice.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony. The lungs provide the pump. They send airflow, as well as control air pressure, to the vocal folds.
Okay.
The vocal folds then vibrate, creating audible pulses that form the laryngeal sound source.
Okay, well, if you listen to that, not necessarily the content, that was actually a computer voice. That's creepy. Now, I'm not going to last forever, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to be replaced with an AI computer. And then I get this memo this morning from our engineering team, and it says they're actually dabbling in it, so when I take a day off, you know, this computer DJ, who sounds just like me, can be on the air for me. Let's give it a listen.
Hello, I am your artificial intelligence DJ.
Wait,
you can barely tell me apart from a human.
Actually, I can.
More music.
What?
Coming up.
No!
Keep it here to win concert tickets.
Somebody's
Hello.
Calling.
What is your name, and what would you like to hear?
Hi, my name is Jeff. And I was wondering if you...
Thanks for calling.
Wait,
get on the air right away.
But I didn't even get to...
Well, that is it for me.
What are you doing?
Stick around. Alexa and Siri, coming up next.
I think we could say we're safe, huh? Can I say that Flashback Friday is coming up next and it will be me?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
What is the greatest gift you can give this Christmas season?
Pretty clear your kidneys are not going to come back. You'll be on dialysis, and then the next step down the line is a transplant.
When your best friend becomes your organ donor.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear
now, the good news.
Christmas time is a time for giving, but how about it when you find out your best friend is giving you a much-needed kidney?
Pretty clear your kidneys are not going to come back. You'll be on dialysis, and then the next step down the line is a transplant. A live donor was going to be our best bet because, you know, the list is like 4 years long. He ran out of the house, and he just said, Jewel, it's Dave. and I just burst into tears. We both hugged each other. We were both so emotional. We're like, I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's you. And they're like, what do you mean? Of course it's us.
We feel more like family, just going through such sort of intimate, vulnerable experiences together.
Finding out you finally have that organ donor and finding out it already is your best friend, that's good news. How about friends who met on a wrong number? You do know how that works, right?
Kind of raised by my dad. You always answer your phone. You never know who it is. Finally, I just grabbed it. Wait, before you go. Who are you? Where are you from? What are you trying to do, you know?
And after that, I had his phone number, and I put it down on the paper, and I always called it him.
I'm Mike from Rhode Island, and she just threw her hands up, and she said, I'm blessed.
A friendship that started 20 years ago on a wrong number. Late Shoppers Night tonight in Lewisburg.
Different merchants have brought musicians in to play in front of their stores. There'll be some piping music, holiday and otherwise, and it'll just be a lot of excitement.
Yeah, our friend Downtown Ellen from Lewisburg.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. I'll see you in downtown Lewisburg tonight for Late Night Shoppers Night. If you've got good news in your neighborhood, contact our news station. News Radio WKOK and Mark Lawrence make sure the good news gets here.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come, we've got Late Night TV. Jimmy Kimmel is talking about the lockdown in Germany. It's funny, sort of.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You know, in Germany, they're not taking any chances at all with this Omicron variant. The German government announced a nationwide lockdown for people who aren't vaccinated. It's always a little scary when you hear the words Germany and lockdown in the same sentence, but unvaccinated Germans will be banned from all but the most essential businesses in the country. They'll only be allowed to go to supermarkets, pharmacies, and stores that sell black turtlenecks. That's it.
Oh, happy birthday. Birthday buddies
Sharon.
On the way. Go ahead, do it. You do it good.
Sharon.
You do it well. Yeah.
Sharon.
Ozzy Osbourne is 73 years old today. I can't believe he's 73.
Well, and he's still around, too, which is another thing that we can't believe.
I can't believe he's alive.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Andy Grammer, that guy that everybody just loves because he's so friendly. He was in Macy's Parade, and I was like, that's a cool guy, but I'm not inviting him over. He's 38. He's a little bit too squeaky clean for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
My girl Tiffany Haddish is 42
and
today.
And again,
though.
She's the best.
Oh, I wouldn't mind inviting her over for Christmas. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind being her perfect date.
Oh yeah, I have posted on Instagram that I'm you know tired of being single. I'm looking to start dating now, and you know I have some requirements that you got to be like 25 and over, not currently in jail, and
currently, yeah,
not currently in jail.
No, not currently.
Because I don't know how they get cell phones, but they, anyways. So. I got some really interesting responses. I asked them, you know, put up your, you know, the ideal date that you would take me on. And then it was a lot of really, really bad ones. A lot of, like, horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Horrible. Marlon Wayans had, you know, he had posted something. It was bad. He was I'll pick you up on my bike. It'll be a 10-speed. He's like, I'll take you to Burger King, get you whatever you want to eat.
Tiffany, call me. I'll hook you up with a better date than that, all right? Oh. She is just hilarious.
She is.
Absolutely love her. Oh, elsewhere, by the way, Montel Jordan, this is how we do it.
Okay, yes.
One
all
hit
right.
wonder, 53 mm-hmm. years old today.
And still singing that song at weddings.
That's funny. He's not singing. It's actually the DJ playing it.
Is,
it
but, yeah. but anyway.
Yeah, very good. Very good. now it's time to take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Let's see if I can spin them out. Christina okay. Bendez from Trevorton is 49 today.
Dave Stank from Shemokin, 49 also.
Dustin Stein from Lewistown, 30 years old. Happy birthday.
Justin Womer, 46 today.
Michael Franklin, doesn't he coach Penn State?
I think so. Isn't that him?
Okay. No, that's his brother James. Michael is 42. He's from Camp Hill.
Noelle Taylor. What an appropriate name for this time of year.
Yes.
She's 52 today.
Renee Younger from Milton isn't getting any younger. She's 53.
Sally Dodge is 45. I'm sorry, Sally. I tried to make you older than you are.
Oh, please don't.
She's 45.
Shane Kent from Honey Grove, 28 years old today.
Teresa Tess Miser from Sunbury, 65. Happy birthday, Tess.
Yeah, you know, like when you have the full name Teresa and you don't like it, you always got to put your nickname in parentheses.
Which is fine.
Way to go, Tess. Trudy Paw from Lewisburg is 49 today. And on Facebook Messenger, Riley Ferguson, she is 16 today.
Wow.
She's from the Midwest area, and she's in 10th grade. And right now, as we speak, Lynn, she's on bus number 729.
Nice.
Holla, bus 729. Holla.
Honk the horn.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Hey, if you got a birthday, you can Facebook message it.
You can call us on that thing that looks like a phone.
Yeah, it is an like old fashioned.
Yeah.
The Ford Fun Line. Or use email or our text club every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddy.
WQKX. 94KX.
Good morning. I have a song request for Black Deck Friday.
Sure. What you got?
Can we hear Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins?
Bow, bow, bow.
Get you drumming on the steering wheel.
There you go. I feel the need for speed.
That's right.
Little Top Gun music. Very cool. Where are you calling from?
Sunbury.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Goose, what's going on, Goose? Flashback Friday mashup mix now. Listen to this. Production excellence, but it's creepy at the same time. Remember that song, She's a Maniac? Yeah, Michael Cimbello's Maniac? Mashed with Iron Maiden's The Trooper. Is amazing. Maniac and Iron Maiden. Today's Flashback Friday mashup.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's not in the house today. He had a situation with one of his kids. Good luck to Movie Mike. He has pre-recorded a Movie Mike look. It's coming up next.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
House of Gucci tells the story of how members of the famed Italian fashion company fought for control of the multi-billion dollar business. In one corner, you have Adam Driver and wife Lady Gaga, and in the other, you have Al Pacino and son Jared Leto. If you're expecting a serious, award-worthy drama about the inner turmoil of the Gucci empire, you'll probably be disappointed. View it as an unapologetic, star-studded soap opera where everything is just a little bit over the top, and there's a ton of fun to be had. For starters, the Gucci story is inherently wild, with people stabbing each other in the back like there's no tomorrow. Then you've got these A-list actors speaking in comically bad Italian accents that make them sound like Mario from the Nintendo video games. Then you have Pacino doing his usual bombastic thing, Lady Gaga taking her character from naive to ruthless, and Driver attempting to ground everything in some semblance of realism. It works because director Ridley Scott knows this story is so crazy that you could never make a successful straight version of it. House of Gucci may not be high art, but it sure is good viewing. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Gucci handbags.
Al Pacino's on line one. He wants to talk to you, Mike. I don't know why.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
'Tis that time of year for lists of your favorite Christmas movies. According to who?
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
Now I'm just a bartender.
Yeah!
Happy Bartender Appreciation Day.
Hey, bartender. Slip me a bottle of bourbon. Set them up and I'll knock them back, Lloyd. One by one.
Or go to our Facebook page and tell us who your favorite bartender is. Maybe you're a bartender. Give us your bartender story. Bartender or customer? Check out what I posted. 94KX Facebook. Only takes a minute. Daryl Hall, John Oates, Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's Christmas time. Now, everybody comes out with lists this time of the year. So your favorite might be different. But in our latest poll, The Polar Express is the most popular movie in the country. It took the number one spot in 9 out of 50 states, and that was enough to make it the number one movie. Home Alone is second, followed by Elf. The Christmas Chronicles is next. Now, I went to the map on this because I wanted to see what was going on. And, all right, Polar Express is not the official movie of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's favorite, Home Alone and Elf in a tie. Sorry, I'll take a Christmas carol with George C. Scott and It's a Wonderful Life. I'm old school.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Secondhand holiday gifts. It might sound cheesy, but believe it or not, it's better than not shopping at all. Tom's top list on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Annie Live premiered on NBC. It's been a tough year, so NBC wanted to lift our spirits with an orphan singing about how hard life is.
Flashback Friday is on.
Yay!
94KX.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, could you play Jump from Van Halen?
Oh, sure. You having a hard time jumping out of bed this morning or what?
every day.
Every day. Okay, we could do that.
Also, my number one favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, we could all relate to Ralphie, right?
Yeah.
I have a T-shirt with a picture of Ralphie in his winter hat. And
really?
And he has that. That little BB hole in his glasses, and all it says on the shirt is, oh, fudge. That's all you need, man. That's all you need.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's play your Van Halen. Thanks for calling, man. I always appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
See ya. And remember, you'll shoot your eye out.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Hi, we're the Supremes.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee wishing everyone the best this holiday season.
Rocking around.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on Christmas gift giving, as in secondhand gifts. Really? Really? A new survey of people asking them what they thought about secondhand gift giving, they framed it as an earth-friendly move to pass along a pre-loved item to avoid the waste. 23% of people claim they'd consider buying a used gift to prevent it from going to the landfill. Nearly 40% would shop secondhand to try to get a bargain. And we all know they're out there. And 31% would do it in the hopes of finding something very unique. 19% said they'd feel gratitude to receive a used gift. Believe it or not, I think it's great. So what do they want? The number one used gift? A book. Makes sense. DVDs are next, followed by toys and video games, jewelry, ceramics, and ornaments, CDs, vinyl records, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses. Happy shopping, everyone. We do love community aid. Ask Sam Tyler. We'll tell you a chance to win coming up. Also on the way, our parting shot features something that happened unexpectedly with The Tonight Show and Jimmy Fallon last night. You won't want to miss this. Flashback Friday. Back to the 90s. 94KX. People asking for my version of that I sang on the air last year. I don't think we have it recorded anywhere. But anyway, Merry Christmas, baby. I love that version and BB King's as well.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Santa Claus is coming to town, my friends. Downtown Lewisburg tonight, late shoppers night. Hope to see you there. I have a Christmas concert to go to first. I will be at the Selins Grove School District tonight for the Christmas concert. It's kind of cool. Watching some little friends of mine, friends of friends, children of friends, whatever. I'll be hanging out there. But then I hope to be going over to Lewisburg for Late Shoppers Night in downtown Lewisburg till 10 o'clock. So there's plenty of time. All right. And then come Monday, Santa loves Lewisburg and Morgan in the Morning. We've got a fistful of gift cards to give away. And it'll qualify you for a downtown Lewisburg shopping spree worth over $350. Wow. So be listening Monday morning and we'll get that started. All right. Ellen Ruby from downtown Lewisburg on the show, mic'd up yesterday. She's all excited about it. And we want to see you there tonight. I just like this music. I could let it play all day, I think. This is like my idea of Christmas music. Besides, Merry Christmas, Baby. Okay. This would be like Charlie Brown music, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. You can't beat it. It almost makes me want to vocalize, but I won't. I won't. I'd go, hey, Christmas tree, hallowed be all your branches. Yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot happened last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon when Seth Rogen just started blabbing about something that happened with him and Adele.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Making room for Chad Evans coming up next. Our parting shot happened on The Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon and Seth Rogen, who his people contacted Adele's people for concert tickets, and it worked out really well.
So we go up to the desk and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. I'm like, oh,
it
no.
doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? And there was, because the whole time I'm like, there's so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like, I was in front of Drake. Like, there's no world where I should be in front of Drake. What? How is that possible? Like, I was six rows in front of, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like, I truly have no, I have no idea why they did that. And it was truly wild. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me thinking, like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why he's so close?
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.